Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
I've been trying to find a way to get away. Don't wanna listen to what other people say, 'cause they don't know what I've been going through today. Right in the madness, you see my sadness. Take all my pain and exchange it for gladness. It'd be so tragic, those who don't have it. Your love is everything I'll ever need.
Hallelujah. Welcome, everybody. You know what time it is. It's time for Street Love Begins With You radio broadcast. Welcome, everyone. This is Sister Shelley, and I'm so excited you tuned in and honored to be able to speak the good news of Jesus into your hearts today. Our purpose here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org and learn more about First Fruits Living Ministries. Let's go to the throne. Father in heaven, we can't make it to the next moment without your continued grace, love, peace, and mercy. We ask for your anointing over this message and that you open the hearts and minds of each listener to receive from the Holy Spirit exactly what you have for them. May it be all of you and none of me. And we humbly give you all of the glory. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, amen. Have you heard something said and thought, well, I don't know about that. That just doesn't sound right. Well, studies show that most Americans cannot determine the difference between fake news and the truth. And you know, our former President Trump will go down in history as referring to CNN as fake news. What is fake news? Well, it's defined as false or misleading information presented as news, deliberately created and spread in order to influence public. So what makes it fake news, you ask? Well, fake news brings fear. And the Bible tells us that fear brings torment. So the more people believe in the fake news, the more fear and torment will influence their decision. We saw that with the wake of COVID. It's from China. It's not from China. Wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. Everyone needs the COVID shot. Don't get the COVID shot. Fear spreads like wildfire. Am I right? Ironically, the Bible was supposed to be the information that shares the truth or the good news. And what makes the Bible the truth or good news? Well, in the Old Testament, specifically in Isaiah 52 and 7, it reads, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publish peace, that bring good tidings of good, that publish salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth." You see, good news, when shared, brings good tidings, peace, and leads to salvation. The truth is the word of God, and it is good news to those who publish or hear it. Hallelujah. The title of today's message is Fake News versus Good News. Let's go to our Street Love Bible story. I'm going to be reading out of the New Testament through Mark, and I'm going to read chapter 16, and I'm going to read verses 15 through 20 in the King James Version. Jesus is speaking. "And Jesus said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following." Amen. So let's summarize that. We just read the great commission that Jesus gave to his disciples to go share the good news. Make more disciples. Get them saved. Get them baptized. Street Love family, the Lord will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. If your mind is on the news and not on the things of God or what he has commissioned you to do, you won't be able to distinguish fake news from good news. There's an old saying, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Selah. Pause and think on that. Sister Shelley's Street Love personal story. I recently went to visit a friend in the hospital. My goal was to share the word of God by reading some Bible scriptures on healing, because I know that faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. I thought I'd build up her faith and share the healing scriptures and then say a prayer. But her response to me was, "Well, my favorite movie is on TV. Let's just watch this." So when I realized my friend wasn't interested in my sharing the truth or bringing the good news to her, I decided, well, I'll just say a prayer, continue to pray. She teared up even more. Why did that happen? Because she was hearing the word of God. Because she was hearing the truth that she was healed. She was hearing the truth that brings peace. The good news was shared in that prayer, and she recovered and went home the very next day. You see, the spirit knows when it's receiving fake news versus good news. I'm going to repeat that. Your spirit knows when it's receiving fake news versus good news. Hallelujah. In conclusion, 3 John 1 and 8 tells us to be fellow helpers to the truth. You and I are commissioned by Jesus to be fellow helpers of sharing good tidings, fellow helpers to bring peace and not contribute to bringing fake news of fear. Street love time you spend hearing and hearing the word of God, the more you'll be able to distinguish fake news from good news, because you'll have peace in your spirit and be more equipped to influence the public as a fellow helper of the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, family, that ends this week's power message, and I hope it was a blessing to you. But we can't leave without offering you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Romans 10 and 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If that's you and you're ready to receive Jesus for the first time, repeat after me. Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I'm so sorry. I want to receive your son, Jesus, as my Lord. Come into my heart now. I believe Jesus died. I believe he rose again. And he is now seated at the right hand of my Father. I confess him as my Lord. Family, I have a second invitation. That's for those who may have received Jesus at some point in your life and you walked away. Maybe you backslid. Maybe you just said, I don't want to have anything to do with that, God. But today, you want to rededicate your life to Christ. 1 John 1 and 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If that's you, you confess any sins to your Lord, and I'll pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, I'm praying for those listening who want to rededicate their lives to you according to 1 John 1 and 9. We believe, Father God, that because of their confession, they are being made white as snow. Their sins are as far from the left, far to the east as to the west. And right now they're being made whole, cleansed. Hallelujah. They have been made righteous. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Do you hear that bell? Well, it's just for you, those who received Jesus for the first time and those who rededicated their life. And guess what? I have a free gift for those who would like to let me know that they received Jesus for the first time or rededicated. Just reach out to me at freeluncheonprayer.org. Click the contact button, and I'll send that free gift right out to you. Glory to God. Let's go through our announcements. My ministry assignment here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the free lunch and prayer street outreach. This is based on 2 Samuel 9, and that's you, and you are a minister, or maybe you are a member of a church, and you say, hey, Sister Shelley, I think it would be great if you could bring the street ministry to our church. Just click on my website, contact me at freelunchandprayer.org, and let's pray together and make it happen. Secondarily, I am here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. All the messages are available 24 hours a day, so you can Share it with your friends and loved ones, those you've been praying for, and those who need to start hearing God on a regular basis. And you don't have much time, but if you got 15 minutes, Sister Shelley's got you, right? To contact or donate, please go to freelunchandprayer.org and make it happen. Hallelujah. You have the message for this week. Go. You have been commissioned to listen to the word more so that you will be able to distinguish between the fake news and the good news. Keep hearing and hearing the word of God. Your faith will get built up and you'll start changing and you won't even realize it. You'll just be like, oh my God, I'm changing. I'm responding better. You'll be making better decisions and you'll be more pleased with you, the person in the mirror. Amen. Let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message you prepared for your beloved Street Love Family listeners. I pray they not be hearers only, but doers. I pray the Lord bless them, that his face will shine on each and every one of you, that he turns his face toward you and give you peace as only he can. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name we pray and we all say, amen. I love you. Thank you so much for your support. And I pray you share it with someone and that you have a blessed week in Jesus' name. Remember, street love begins with you.